Chapter 11, what is needed for your next wonderful job? Now, first and foremost, when we talk of job seeking or job hunting, it ideally should mean that you're looking forward to this. So where do you look? What are you exactly looking for? Where do you look? You could talk of websites, right? Or you probably approach your friends. Your CV is probably given to them. They would pass it on to a senior person in the organization, right? What exactly are you looking for? Say you've completed a course in labor relations. So where exactly do you wish to apply? What is the profile that you're looking for? Since your academics, you've been so specific, course in labor relations. So of course, what are you looking for? How do you start your search? Do you want to work as an intern initially, or do you want to work as in on probation, or do you feel you start working, take the experience, then decide your next course of action as to do you want to pursue a double master's, do you want to pursue a master's after your graduation? So all those aspects will be looked into. But when we talk ideally of job seeking, we first look into interview preparation. So after studying this chapter, you should be able to focus on what? Relevance of education as far as job search is concerned, very important. Internship is the first step towards job hunting. When I say internship, it's the first step towards job hunting. How to locate jobs available in the employment market, right? Means to access available jobs. Networking is necessary for job search. Tasks involved in the desired job, skills required to perform them, mapping your skills. You are having specific qualifications. So where exactly do you fit in? And mistakes to avoid in the job search, very important. Now, remember, we're not trying to provide you with the technical skills or training you need for your job. For that, you need to attend a college or join appropriate vocational course. Academic upgradation. Being academically inclined is a very necessary aspect for progress as far as work or job seeking is concerned. What we provide you here is the job search skills and techniques that master the task of job hunting stress-free. Your job application gets a positive response. You learn to impress your interviewers. How? That again is your skill, which you ideally possess. But we do not unleash our potential till we are put into that situation. So we need to ideally understand our own abilities, which we can put forward effectively in terms of words and nonverbal communication when we go for an interview. You only look for a job a few times in your working life. Yes, it is a known fact that if you keep looking for jobs, if you keep changing jobs, then your level of stability and commitment may differ. But you spend a lot of time in actually performing the job that you accept. Hence, investing time and energy in an effective job search repays the effort many times over. First, find out from the several jobs that are there in the employment market, which one suits your personality? How do you prepare for them? How do you improve your chances of landing upon them? We need to understand one aspect. Job satisfaction is a very important aspect for ourselves. It is a very, I would rather say it's mandatory, it's compulsory to have job satisfaction because this is a day-to-day routine. So we need to understand that when I'm looking, first and foremost, I should introspect. Where exactly do I wish to work? All right, I may have few options. Doesn't mean I have to get a job at that place. At times we may, at times we may not. But I need to understand what exactly is my goal in the long term. What do I want to do right away? Where do I see myself few years later? How do I contribute 100% as far as my work is concerned? And what kind of effort I put in, again 100%, when I am job seeking or job hunting? So it means a lot to do with my personality. What kind of work suits my personality? Then you talk of how much effort do I put in? What do I do to prepare myself to the best? How do I go about this? What do I start with? Right? then you talk of your chances of actually getting into that workplace. Job hunting, so you start the journey. Job hunting for the recent or soon to be college graduate can seem formidable. Most students know about crafting superb resumes and cover letters and often take workshops at their colleges to make these even better. Yes, a lot of these students to prepare the CVs, to prepare a cover letter, they approach professionals. But we need to understand one aspect. When you approach a professional, it is very easy for the concerned person to figure out whether you as a fresher have written this or it is written by a professional. Most of the times it's easy to figure out. The problem is, however, that many students do not even know where to begin or where to even look for that entry level position they want. So first you have to get your thoughts clear. But I've just completed this course, I'm about to complete in 6 months. Should I ideally work for these 6 months? Where should I work? Should I ideally be a paid intern or should I ideally say that I just want training and I want to pick up experience as far as the organization is concerned, depending of course on what they offer. So a lot of aspects I too need to look into. The good news is that even in this less than stellar economy, students are not left up creek without a paddle. When I say students are not left up creek without a paddle, that means they're not in trouble. Why? Because today the students are well aware of what exactly they want, what exactly they're expecting, where do they fit into. They're aware. When we say stellar economy, the word stellar is ideally, when we talk of stellar, it is a technology that enables money transaction between people, organizations, financial institutions. So what we're trying to say today, but when we say enables money transactions between people, organizations, financial institution as an email. So what we're trying to say here today, that though we've advanced in technology, though we're moving ahead with times, we're also not in, you know, trouble. It's not that we don't know what to do. There's a lot of option available everywhere. For example, at one point of time, a person would have to read the newspaper, look for an ad that to if that says what they specifically need and you fit into it. Today, we even probably have whyammonster.com. You upload your resume. So various ways and means to let others know. We even have LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a professional networking site. So various ways and means again to connect. So what happens when you are ideally writing about yourself on LinkedIn? It is easy for others from the corporates to figure out what field you're in, what are you doing, what is the years of experience you have as far as work is concerned, what is your contribution. A lot of people write and specify out there. The good news is that even in this less stellar economy, students are not left up creek without a paddle. There are definitive ways to increase your chances of landing that job after graduation. The logic applies to all those who are either unhappy with the present job or have concluded that there is no further job progression. So the idea is that where do you look? What do you prepare? How early you want to start your search? What is it that will give you happiness in terms of your work? That is what needs to be looked into. Have ambition. When I say ambition, you know, probably if there's an advertisement in the newspaper, we require highly ambitious people who are willing to, so it is written there very clearly, who are willing to manage, build and develop relations between the clients and us. So you are ideally looking for an ambitious individual, someone who has that drive, that enthusiasm, someone who has that skill or mindset that no matter what, this is what I'm going to achieve. No, you do not have to aspire to become the new Karupati on your street. You just need a vision for yourself before you start out on your own for the journey. It is perfectly normal to be not sure what you want to do initially. See, let's be frank. As we advance in age, we need to understand what are we looking for. At 40, if you say that, it's not really about age, but after having 15 years work experience, then if you say that, I don't know what to do, that means somewhere you're confused in life. But ideally, it is said that as we advance in age, we should start becoming aware of what exactly we want or do not want. There are many people in their 40s who change careers or still have not decided just yet what they want to be when they grow up. An ambition can be that you want to find an entry level position that can leave you enough money to live on, or landing another job that allows you to advance in your chosen career. Now, say you're very happy with what you've got in terms of a job at an entry level. So you've just started. That gives you a lot of satisfaction because you see a lot of progress from where you started. You see that kind of growth. You see that kind of benefit which you will get in the long run. So that could be one aspect. And you're saying landing another job that allows you to move ahead. If you want something directly related to a major subject, so I gave you an example, say specialize in labor relations, right? Your specialization, then set out on acquiring internships in those areas to increase your marketability. It is also prudent to find a professional mentor. That is why they say probably your professor, or it is even said that when you've interned, they say 7 out of 10 people who intern get into that same job as a full-time employee. Why? Because when you intern there, you've contributed your best. When you intern there, you've put in a lot of effort for progress. So they feel it is worth hiring you. But this is not always the case. This happens very often. Your major is relevant. Yes. Specialization. If your major was anything other than basket weaving, your major can help you to build a successful career. Say you've done an MBA in finance. So you specialize in the field of finance. Be it arts, science, commerce, or even theatre major. So let us take it at graduate level now. As a theatre major, your oratory or performance skills could help you to be an effective teacher, right? So ideally, you have that knack and skill of speaking effectively. It could also help you to nail that interview or to knock out an effective meeting that leaves everyone raving, right? So when you go, you create such an impact in the minds of others through your oratory or communication skills. People skills are always important. Let us say you were a history major. The ability to write effectively, to conduct meaningful research, and to give critical analysis is valuable in marketing, news organizations, and many other industries. The bottom line is that whatever you learned in college can help you in your professional career. So very important that whatever you've specialized in, that if you want to make that as a career, you start from there and then move ahead. Internships are your one foot in the door, because the moment you've been interned, it means you've already presented yourself. You've proven yourself within those few months, right? And then it is up to them whether they wish to hire you or not. Do not underestimate the importance of college internships. They can often lead you to job opportunities that you did not even imagine. If you were a good intern before graduation and you come back for employment, they might just hire you for the job. Even if you're not hired at the company you interned at, it still serves as a valuable job experience. It is certainly more impressive on a resume and may open doors to a good job in that industry. Yes, it is extremely crucial that you ideally either take it as an experience in your life, and if you ideally approach them, they may take you in. Now, why is this so? If they take you in, that they probably feel that you've interned there, you're aware of their way of functioning, the kind of work. That's one aspect. Go to your college career development center. Many of the colleges have a career development center, a career cell, career counselors who guide the students, and see what internships they have or what alumni connections they have, right? They have an alumni group, and those people ideally put forward your resume. Say if an alumni is working in a bank and you've done ideally a course in financial management. So they feel, okay, they can put forward your resume, in an organization. Or if you talk of a bank, then you talk of ideally banking and insurance course, which you've specialized in, your TY, that means TYBBI. So ideally they put forward your resume in a bank. Because at a graduate level, you have pursued that. Networking is the key. What is networking? You connect to people in terms of your professors. You connect to people. That means where you were an intern, you connected with the people, the executives there. You connect to people via, say, in a charity event by having a charity event or a fundraising event. Or simple aspect like corporate social responsibility, whereby people in your colony get together to ideally, they're working for a company and they get together to plant 100 saplings and you volunteer for that too. So ideally you have somewhere got in together with the people who work in a particular organization, but you say you want to contribute your time and put in some effort to plant the saplings. So it could be either executives, it could be either where you're interned, it could be through a charity function, fundraising event, so that means community relations, or it could be as simple as ideally in an organization which you have got to know the people through your friend. You will often hear from your colleagues in multinational companies that 80% of people in here got the job because of a friend recommended them. I just told you that you connect with a friend who's working for an organization. That makes a difference. That is absolutely true today. References always work. Apart from information that is in public domain, it would be helpful to try to get some information from people who may be working in that organization. Here you can leverage social media technology such as LinkedIn, Facebook to identify and get in touch with someone whom you may know or could reach out to for useful and authentic information. So we again need to understand that whatever is uploaded or whatever is put forward, say on Facebook or LinkedIn, it is absolutely authentic. There is no information which is incorrect. Even to even 1% of the information put forward by you should not be incorrect, should not be exaggerated. It should be highly transparent and you have to be honest as an individual. Networking is a key. Not sure if you have an adequate network. Build one. The way to do that is to always be kind and courteous to everyone, even if they're not your best buddies. Also, try to go to career fairs sponsored by your college to meet representatives from different companies. See if your college has an alumni database of former students. Alumni is former students who are connected in certain companies or industries that you are interested in. Those already employed can join business or management associations, Rotary or Lions Club, where like-minded people meet on regular basis. Right, today we have a lot of associations ideally. So information technology professionals, for example, whereby all the people in the field of IT are together. So what happens out here? You have all the people who have a common mindset or a goal as far as information technology is concerned. Censor your Facebook profile. If you have any compromising pictures or wall posts, remove them. Remove it immediately. If you have friends that leave you messages on your wall about getting wasted, partying, delete them. Yes, messages which are posted on your wall. I guess we have the privacy setting, or we have settings whereby you can block where messages are put forward by all on the wall. Because we need to understand that it is extremely crucial as to what is posted about you on the wall there. You do not want a prospective boss reading about all the fun you had when in college or at your friend's bashes, at a friend's party. You never know who will see it. And today it is said that even when you apply for a job, it seems that your Facebook and LinkedIn are accessed. Be professional, even on your Facebook page. Let it show your right side, your studies, college you attended, attitudes, hobbies, price, everything that, if seen by a prospective employer, will create a good support to the CV you want to prepare and submit. Yes, it is extremely crucial that you put forward information which reflects a positive side of you. In fact, frankly speaking, on Facebook too, even if you've partied, fair enough, you can have few pictures, but most of the pictures which probably are put there should not portray anything negative of you. Now, for example, very often it is said that Say, if you have a lot of pictures on Facebook showing where you've traveled, that ideally may be considered, maybe considered positive. It may show that the person has more, a widened horizon. See, the more you travel, the more exposure to other cultures, people from various backgrounds, their thought processes, the way of thinking, that means the attitude, how they take out to be certain situations, how they deal with certain situations. This differs in terms of cultures. So we need to understand that the person may be well exposed to various people from other cultures. So a lot depends on the kind of information put forward there on social networking sites. So we talk of use social networking sites, your Facebook, Twitter, Orkut, right? So when we talk of networking sites, more job recruiters are taking advantage of Facebook and LinkedIn to find potential employees. Learn where your friends are working or whatever connections they might have. This can be hard right out of college. It definitely is difficult since you've just finished college. Never mind you've specialized in banking and insurance. But since you're a fresher, it will be difficult for you. But it becomes easier once more people get hired over a period of time. Create a snazzy profile on both the websites and market yourself for whatever career you're interested in. That is why it is said that when you prepare your CV too, the objective, which is few lines, 4 to 5 lines or 3 to 4 lines, is so exceptional, which shows that you're interested in this and you want to make this your career. Find a hobby, meet people. If you have musical talents, try to put together a band and organize shows in your community. If art is your passion, try volunteering at a local art gallery so that you can make inroads with the local artistic community. If you love the outdoors, try and find an outdoors group that goes on weekend outings. That's outdoors, the Y is not required, outdoors group. Now, it is said that, for example, this student was giving an interview and he said he goes trekking once a month and all the people who like trekking meet. Another individual said that they're voracious readers and they meet once a week on a Sunday to discuss what each one has read and express the views as far as that book is concerned. Now, for example, when you talk of trekking and you go once a month, you have a group, it also shows that you're going with people in a group, you like it as a group, you're having that skill and ability to deal with people in the group. It could also mean that when you work here in the organization, you will be able to manage a team maybe better, because he said he would lead this team as far as trekking is concerned, this group as far as trekking is concerned. So this also reflects on the skills you have as an individual. So your hobbies play a very exceptional role. If you are sporty, try to join a recreational adult sports league. The point is to try to meet new people, which is not always easy after you finish college. These people may know all sorts of people who could be looking for someone with your skills and talents. It certainly doesn't hurt your odds of finding a good job. See, we're not saying that meet everyone with an intention or a purpose, but you never know what are the openings which come up when you develop contacts, when you socialize, when you meet people, when you interact. These are all just some preliminary ideas and suggestions to help you get a job after college. Remember that many people have to try for years before they get the dream job or even an adequate one. Do not despair and keep up the good fight. Do not lose courage. See, I personally feel if you have specialized in, that means as far as academics is concerned, if you're effective in communication, getting a job should not be a problem. Getting a job of your choice is what is most important. If you've got education and ambition on your side, very important, you're sure to make it eventually. It may just not be right after graduation. That ambition, that drive, that motivation. Like, motivation is when you're influenced by others. Inspiration is what you feel from within. So it's very necessary from within you wish to do something. Jobs available in the employment market. Job market research is vital to job hunting. The better informed you are, the more likely you are to pick up opportunities and openings. Always keep yourself updated. Do not sound or feel or think blank. That is why it is said that you should read the newspapers every day. In fact, today we are blessed with technology. You can have all the information even on your mobile. But you must keep yourself updated with what is happening. The two key avenues you need are information and contacts. Both can come through with your own effort. More efficiently you explore these avenues, larger will be your horizon from where you pick up jobs you like. Absolutely. The more effort you put in, the more enthusiasm you have, the more ambitious you are to learn, to read, to interact, to meet, to socialize, to get involved in group activities, the more beneficial it will be for you in the long run. You have a real choice. You do not have to settle for a job because it is available, whether you desire it or not. I guess it's a simple aspect. Life is full of choices. Choices definitely create confusion. We all are aware of it. But we need to understand that we should ideally put in so much effort that we deserve nothing but the best. So ideally, we do not have to settle for something which we don't like. But that's only if we have that kind of faith and that kind of faith in our abilities, that this is what we deserve and this is what we will get. I don't need to settle for anything less. When you talk of jobs available in the employment market, getting information about jobs, first and foremost, information helps you build a bigger picture, increases your confidence, helps you to be in the right place at the right time. It makes a difference between the job you love and grabbing what is available. You need to keep yourself updated at all points of time. When I say information, it will include the facts, the details, the figures. For example, if you worked in a company, you will say, okay, what is it in terms of the turnover? So the figures, what is it in terms of the profits? So you talk of information out here. It assists you find out who to contact, how to contact them, what to say, as well as what to include in your CV. Letters and what to say at the time of the job interview. Your cover letter, very important. Now, such useful information includes what is happening in your field of work, what is changing in this field, and what is new and what is expected in the future. So what is happening means current. What is changing? A lot of changes can be expected. And then you talk of what is it in terms of the future. Jobs available in the employment market. Getting information about jobs. Organizations that need your talents you possess, who they are, their background, financial status, reputation. What is their image as far as the market is concerned? What is it that they are contributing in terms of the organization's output and contributing in terms of what others think and perceive them to be as an organization? That means, in simplest of words, how others perceive them to be. Who is expanding, who is a new contract, who is, sorry, getting the new contract, who is launching new products, etc., etc. That means when you talk of information, you talk, say, a new product, all right? So ideally, what is the product? Is it something exceptional? Is it going to be appealing to the masses? Or say probably you talk of a new expertise coming aboard the company. Say after 30 years a person has resigned, a new expertise coming aboard the company. So who's the new expertise? What is so exceptional about him? So what are we trying to say out here? That when you hear that a new expertise is coming aboard the company, you realize, oh, he is going to be actually the next person. He, of course, is a dynamic, enthusiastic individual. He's got a lot of experience and he would definitely do a great job in this organization. I think I should apply here because they have it on their website, what they are, what is the current status, and whom are they looking for. And I feel I fit into that place. And all this information is available from a wide variety of sources. When you talk of jobs available in the employment market, internet. You can look up company websites, right? We have www, news and chat groups, professional organization and society websites, college and university career pages, career guidance sites, and recruitment agencies. lot of places where you can get information, right? When you talk, ideally, of any college, they would probably put up on the website that the job openings on certain fronts. When you talk of ideally any chat group, probably group with like-minded people getting together and say if you've just left a job, so you're looking for a job in that field. So that chat group ideally has someone, probably posted that they're looking for someone in the field of HR, human resource. So ideally, it is put forward and you realize that you are a fresher and you too want to ideally apply. Various job sites available on the internet provide detailed information as well as a background data for both your country and abroad. They also provide useful links to other sites you may have not considered. Career guidance and recruitment sites might have or link you to information about labor market trends, employment profiles, recruitment events, and so on. It is worth Googling the name of the company or a job title of your choice, very important, and seeing what comes up, right? So you take off monster.com. It's got your, it's probably where you have to fill your details exceptionally well. See, they probably have typical ways of asking questions, but how you fill your details, very important. When ideally you talk of any, let's take it in this manner, career guidance and recruitment sites, they would probably, when you talk of a recruitment site, they would probably, okay, what are you looking for? Do you fit into what they are asking? So those aspects need to be looked into. Now, jobs available in the employment market using internet. Yes, where to find jobs, including job banks, job search engines, niche job sites, job in a specific location, jobs on company websites and other job websites. When you talk of job listing directory, what is the focus on? Naukri.com, for example. It provides information. Okay, you're talking ideally to the public, the media. It focuses on the profession, right? What profession are you looking in the field of being an accountant, someone being a chartered accountant? What is your profession? Then you talk of entry-level jobs, right? When you talk of entry-level jobs, it's ideally in a manner whereby you focus on, say, an HR executive. He has or she has to have the ability to screen and select individuals, that means shortlist resumes. So you talk of entry-level jobs. The person should ideally be dynamic and should be able to have the skill or ability to be effective in communication. Then you ideally talk of executive jobs, government jobs, job search engines, right? We have so many job search engines today. When I talk of job search engines, we just gave Naukri.com, right? Local jobs. When I say niche job sites, what are niche job sites? Talent which is specific to a particular field. When I say talent which is specific to a particular field, that means specific to an industry. Then you ideally talk of international jobs, part-time or hourly jobs, right? Sometimes they say that work from home for 4 hours a day and you'll get paid. So probably feeding in data could be as simple as that. Then you talk of summer jobs, work at home jobs. So many aspects when you discuss jobs, that means sites with jobs listed. Okay.